Legendary track announcer Tom Durkin is retiring at the end of this summer's Saratoga meet. A longtime caller for NBC Sports, Durkin has worked for the New York Racing Association at Saratoga, Belmont, and Aqueduct since 1990. At a press conference at Saratoga Racecourse Wednesday morning, NYRA President and CEO Chris Kay announced Durkin's successor.
We have been privileged to have Tom Durkin, one of the great voices in our sport, calling our races for more than two decades. With the addition of Larry Colmus, we have another.
47-year-old Colmus will leave his current position at Churchill Downs for the New York Racing Circuit starting in April 2015. Colmus has recently served as the voice of the Triple Crown and Breeders' Cup for NBC Sports.
And here comes Orb on the outside, now to take the lead as they come down to the 16th pole. It is Orb in front from Normandy Invasion, My Loot, and Golden Soul between horses, down to the wire. Orb has won the Kentucky Derby!
Colmus also calls races during the winter at Gulfstream Park in Florida. He will continue that role in addition to calling in New York from April to October. John Imbrial, a longtime NYRA voice, will work at Belmont and Aqueduct as well. Colmus, who called his first race at Bowie Racecourse at age 18, said coming to Saratoga has long been his dream.
Growing up as a kid that loved the game, to be the guy that's going to be calling the races, especially here at Saratoga, is an extremely special thing for me. This is the mecca of horse racing, and Belmont Park has races that is unlike any other place as well. Just championship quality racing, and the Big A, of course, is terrific as well, and I'm looking forward to calling the Wood Memorial and the races at Aqueduct.
Colmus thanked Durkin for his long and inspirational career.
And I want to thank him as a fan, because I thought his calls just brought the excitement of this game to a new level. And I want to thank him as a race caller, because I think we all got better because of how great his calls were. So salute to Tom.
Kay said Colmus was chosen from the pool of applicants for his energy and accuracy. Kay said the position was highly sought after, with even some impromptu auditions coming from fans.
Yeah, I'm walking around and they say, Chris, I'd like to be your next race caller. And then they go into it. Let me tell you, and it was amazing. So it was a flattering moment in one way, because it tells you how many people coveted this job. And everybody that did come up to us and talk to us, or everybody with whom we interviewed, all showed almost reverence in their respect for Tom and for what this position means to horse racing in America.
NYRA will honor Durkin after he calls his last race at Saratoga on August 31st. Race fans can then prepare for a new caller. Those unfamiliar with Colmus may recognize one particular call from 2010.
My wife knows everything in front. To the outside, the wife doesn't know. My wife knows everything. The wife doesn't know. My wife knows everything. More than the wife doesn't know.
Reporting from Saratoga, I'm Lucas Willard.